guys, it almost seems inevitable that as we grow older, we're taking more medicines. You know, prescription medicine for this, prescription medicine for that. I happen to be, if you will, a special case because of being a cancer survivor. I take, you know, some very specific medicines that I have to make sure I take them. They're not just, you know, I forgot that. Who cares? I mean, very serious. And I think there's a lot of other people out there. So what I thought I'd do this week, folks, is to let you in on an experience that I just had with a specialty pharmacy that sent me a very special smart medicine bottle. And here to tell us about that medicine bottle and how it works is Josh Stein. Josh is with AdhereTech, and he is the CEO there. Josh, welcome to the Internet Advisor.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
You know, Stanley Holloway said, get me to the church on time. I know you're in a wedding party, so if suddenly you get the high sign to, get down the aisle, let me know.
I will. I think we're good. I really appreciate it, though.
All right, good. Thank you very much. Josh is being very kind and stepping in with us right now. So it's called a smart bottle. And guys, this has been out since 2011. You are the CEO. Are you also like the co-inventor of this?
Yes. So basically, ooh, me and a few engineers, we founded the company back in 2011. And what we do is we've created a smart bottle that it's a pill bottle, mm-hmm, that acts just like a normal pill bottle, except in short, it sends you a text if you forget to take your medication. Mm-hmm. So we're used for a number of top cancer medications across the globe.
Oh.
We're distributed from a lot of pharmacies, and it's a great tool that's always free for patients. So we're very focused on making this as free and as simple for patients as possible, and it's going really well.
I love it. As a matter of fact, you didn't mention, but this, I'll tell you because I've experienced this. If you forget to take the medication, yes, it sends you a text message, but probably more important, it sings you a little song.
Exactly. So,
and it blinks lights at you.
you're exactly right. So the bottle itself is actually a pretty robust piece of technology.
Yes.
And it was designed by engineers from Motorola and, you know, a few other big companies. But we emulated it a lot after the cell phone. So think, like, if you're getting a phone call, your phone rings. So yeah, the bottle itself, when it's time for you to take your dose, can play a little song. It can light up and pulse.
Yeah.
It can send you a text message. And we try to do it in the way that's as simple and non-intrusive as possible for patients.
Gal.
So, Josh, I got a question because I'm intrigued by this whole thing. What was the impetus for doing this smart bottle? Mm. What inspired you to do such?
Yeah, so both of my parents are in healthcare. My dad's a doctor. My mom's an occupational therapist. Mm. And I've always been around entrepreneurship and tech.
Uh-huh.
So about 10 years ago, I was having a conversation with them about the biggest problems in healthcare. And they told me, you know, believe it or not, people of all different sorts have trouble taking their medication.
Hmm.
So that was really the first time I learned about the size and scope of the problem. Once I did a little bit of a deeper dive, I realized that it's honestly one of the biggest problems in healthcare. In the U.S. alone, mm-hmm, non-adherence, which is the technical term for patients not taking their meds, attributes $300 billion, billion with a B, in cost to our system every year. So it's an enormous problem. So we said, hey, let's try to tackle this and make patients have a better experience while we do it.
Yeah. So what has been the result? I mean, it's kind of clever. It's cute. It's interesting. But has it really been effective?
Yeah. So we have a lot of clinical data showing its effectiveness. In short, basically, we've conducted a lot of basically a bunch of trials where we have test groups using the regular standard of care. And then, we compare that to historical data as well.
Hmm.
Basically, when patients use our bottle, we see an improvement of adherence in the 20% range.
Okay, that's great.
But, yeah, so it's really significant. But even beyond that, like, patients have a better experience. It's simpler and easier. But, yeah, the clinical effectiveness is certainly there as well.
Kirsten?
Well, I'm just wondering, what other applications might there be besides just pills and delivery?
Yeah.
I'm sure you're working on other ideas for other uses of this technology.
I thought the same thing because it's like 2011, but something else has been cooking.
No, so, yeah, you guys are absolutely right that, like, you know, we consistently think about the different types of ways that the technology can evolve, but we actually think of it a lot more on the software side. So what I mean by that is, you know, people all across the globe take pills and take pills from bottles.
Mm-hmm.
So our hardware, the bottle itself, is really robust and works really well. So where a lot of our technology is focused is, how can we make better interventions and deliver better interventions to patients based on the data that we collect? So that means like analyzing the different adherence patterns that different patients exhibit and saying, well, this patient is likely to need this type of intervention and that patient is likely to need. So it's all about the intervention side. But we think about innovation and how we can improve the patient experience all the time.
So the idea I always hear of in corporate world is that big data is really about little data. So what you're saying is not only are you able to analyze the patterns overall, but perhaps the behaviors of a specific patient to make sure that they're adhering to their patterns and seeing how often they're deviating from their normal schedule and things like that.
Hmm.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And I mean, we're already doing that on a really large scale, but you know, there's so many ways that we can improve and consistently get better. So it's, you know, how do you not only deliver the best interventions, but improve upon those and continue on that front.
Josh Stein is our guest. He is the CEO of AdhereTech, the company that has created a smart bottle. When we come back, I've got to find out how that darn bottle communicates and how it knows when to send me messages. Back in just a minute with that on the Internet Advisor. Welcome to the Internet Advisor, talking today about the nexus between medicine and technology. And matter of fact, I've got a little video that I'm posting of my pill bottle called the Smart Bottle as it's blinking. Now, isn't it making noise in the particular video that I had? But it's a 7 seconds long, and it shows you the bottle, and it shows you how the base of it has this light on it that goes back and forth and blinks. Josh Stein is with us. He's one of the co-founders of the company. I got to find out, Josh, how is it that the pill bottle is communicating? Does it communicate with the specialty pharmacy, and it then sends me information, or is it, I mean, how is it doing that?
So the technology inside of the bottle, it's the exact same type of tech that you'd find inside of a cell phone. So the same chip that's in your cell phone that allows it to be connected and communicate wherever it goes is inside each and every bottle.
Oh.
So basically what the bottle does is there's a number of sensors built into the bottle, and the bottle basically knows when and if patients have taken their dose. So the bottle sends that information to us, all automatically. The patient doesn't have to do a thing. And in short, you know, if a dose is missed, the patient gets a reminder, which is the video that you just showed. You know, the bottle can light up, it can chime, it can send a text message as well.
Now, So it sends a message to the pharmacy, and then the pharmacy sends me a text message?
Oh, no. So it sends a message directly to the patient. But if there are multiple missed doses in a row, we do have features that can send messages to the pharmacy. And just for all the listeners out there, you know, we work with pharmacies that deal with patients that have, that are on specialty medications.
Right.
So
right.
It's not your typical corner store pharmacy. So the pharmacies that we work with are much more of a hybrid between a traditional pharmacy and a doctor's office.
Mm.
So they need to know about this information, you know, much more urgently than a traditional pharmacy.
Oh, yes.
So we'll tell them if the patient's having issues.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, Josh, is it actually using the cell phone network, or is it a special frequency?
No, it's on the cell phone network. So, yeah, it's literally on. So we basically, the chip that's in our bottle, it's a worldwide cellular chip. So no matter what country it goes to, it operates on their most powerful network. So in the U.S., we operate on AT&T. If you take it up to Canada, you don't have to do if you're a patient, you don't have to do anything different. But the bottle will automatically connect to Rogers. If you fly to Europe, it'll automatically connect to Vodafone and so on and so forth.
Wow.
So do you have to pay a separate cell phone bill for the service, or is that part of your cellular bill that you currently have?
Our company, AdhereTech, covers it all. So the patient, the customer, or the patient and or the pharma company that sponsors the program, they don't have to pay a cent more. That's just all inclusive in the service. We're just very focused on how can we be as easy and simple for patients as possible? And it's, you know, not making them deal with the headaches of different cellular carriers.
Well, Josh, I got to ask, you know, I'm knowing how your mind works as witnessed by this smart bottle, what are some of the next things that you're looking at?
Yeah, for us, it's all about expansion. So I already alluded to the additional focus we're putting on how can we analyze the different dosing patterns and deliver the best interventions to patients at the right time.
Yeah.
But for us, it's just touching as many patients as possible. So right now we have, you know, in the tens of thousands of patients using us worldwide, and we just want to expand. Again, we're always focused on making this be free for patients.
I love it.
How can we help as many patients as possible?
Wow. Now, I'm curious, are you going to, you know, in new iterations of this, are you going to shrink the size of the bottle? Because it's real big. I mean, it's a fistful.
So the size of the bottle, actually, if you compare it to a bottle that has the same volume,
yeah,
like the same internal capacity,
mm-hmm,
it is basically the same. So basically our bottle has, it's 40 dram. That's just a traditional volume measurement. If you compare it to a normal bottle you get at any pharmacy,
mm-hmm,
we're only 1 centimeter taller and a half centimeter wider.
Wow.
So basically a lot of the size of the bottle, which again, it's mm-hmm, about the size of a, you know, one of the medium sized pill bottles that you get at a pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
It's driven by the volume requirements. So we want to make sure that there's enough volume to carry, you know, the number of drugs that we work with.
Oh yeah.
But then B, also, the bottle was designed to fit in like comfortably to the hand of the patient. So if you think of a traditional pill bottle, a lot of them are really small. If
yes,
you're a patient that has dexterity issues, we work with a lot of patients that have like rheumatoid arthritis.
Right.
They have trouble opening those really small bottles. So we wanted something that could fit into the curve of a hand, has features that make it easy to grab, you know, has a child-safe cap, but a child-safe mm-hmm cap that even somebody with dexterity issues can open.
That is really... Boy, that really is important. Cal, you had something.
So, Josh, it doesn't matter what medication's in it. Can I reuse that bottle for a different prescription? In other words, I was on Ativan for 2 months, and so now I no longer need to take that, but I do need to take, Tylenol 3s. So when I go to the pharmacy to get my prescription, can they put it in that bottle, and then is it programmed to work with that type of dosage? How does that work?
So from a patient perspective, no, you cannot reuse the bottle for a different medication. We try to keep patient safety above all else on everything we do. So if you're a patient, you get it for a medication, you could only use it for that medication. Now, technologically, of course, the bottle could theoretically be reprogrammed to do that. But, you know, we don't want to sort of enter the game of, well, you used to use it for medication A, now you're using it for medication B. Well, you know, is there any issue with keeping medication B in a container where medication A used to be? So we don't touch that at all. Basically, if you're a patient, once you're off the medication, the bottle automatically shuts off, and it basically just becomes a regular pill bottle.
Okay, so at that particular point, because we want to be ecologically responsible, it's got electronics in that bottle, do you return it back to your company, or what happens with that bottle? You don't just chuck it, right?
See, so there's basically, because a lot of the medications we work with are, you know, there's a lot of requirements about how they are disposed of.
Yeah.
We actually have to follow those above all else. But I will say that the bottle itself is designed to be recyclable. So exactly like you said, you know, the bottle can, in theory, be recycled, but, you know, first and foremost, it's follow the disposal requirements of the medication container.
Correct.
So we do that. But yeah, to date, every single bottle, and for the foreseeable future, every single bottle is built with brand new components. It just is designed to be recyclable. So.
What's interesting, too, is that there's a power jack on the bottom. So how long can it run on the battery that it has? Because I may have to recharge mine.
that's a great question. So every bottle arrives to the patient fully charged.
Okay.
So let me just take a step back and say our bottles are built in the U.S.
Yeah.
They're built at a facility that builds medical devices, and it's really high-tech and robust. Every bottle is fully charged when it arrives to the patient, and the battery lasts for 6 months until it needs an additional charge.
Oh, wow, good.
So we have a really, so basically everything that we focus on is making it simple and easy for the patients. We said, hey, we don't want this to be something that they have to charge often.
So
we actually get 6 months of battery life. When the battery is running low, we send the patient a message when it has about a month left of juice in it. And we say, please charge your bottle. You charge it, it's good for another 6 months.
Wow, that's fascinating. And by the way, it plugs in with, I don't know what the the adapter would be, but it's one of the very small ones.
It's micro USB, so it's the most common type of adapter that basically everything except an iPhone uses.
I'm curious about this being used outside the U.S. Because our next guest started their device deliberately overseas because of all the rigmarole with the FDA. I am sure you know what that's like and have gone through it. Can this device, the smart bottle, be used outside the country?
Yeah, and we have customers that use us outside of the country. We're used across multiple continents, South America, Africa, Europe, all throughout North America, beyond the U.S. But you're absolutely right in that the regulatory requirements in the U.S. are extremely extensive.
Mm.
Before we work with any customer, they ask to do a review, and we literally plop down a paper of our regulatory certifications, a pile of paper that's multiple inches thick. So, we've had to go through a lot, but it's worth it because, again, it's in the end, it's what benefits the patient to make sure it's safe.
I tell you, Josh, I love it. And I almost wish that there was a bottle for every one of my prescriptions that would sound off for me, or at least for batches of my prescriptions. I have a pill keeper that I put them in and count on them being in the right place.
We're getting there, hopefully one day.
All right. Soon. Josh Stein, thank you so much. And hats off to you folks at adheretech.com. We'll keep that information on our website in the show notes. Josh, have a great afternoon.